Not only that, he is conscious about education, and not because his dad was a former teacher. No. Purely because he's just a passionate man, and he's standing in front of one of the most meanest red machines. But not only that, we have a new head driving this amazing magazine, and her name is Lerato Shabalala. We go back 15 years. Hello, Lerato.
Hello, Tabo. How are you? 15 years. I never get tired of telling that story.
And listen, this is... In fact, I must read your bio. Is that a bio?
Yeah, there is a bio. You know, I've also written a little book in the middle of.
But
all
I'm
of
not
that.
In there. I googled it.
No. The next one.
You must
the
always write
one.
About your first.
How about you?
Welcome aboard, Afropolitan.
Thank you. It's nice to be home.
So now, what direction are you taking since you're putting eye candy on the Afropolitan cover?
So it's been 10 years since the magazine came out.
Yeah.
And we thought after 10 years. You need to put on some lipstick, you know, maybe change your hair color.
That's right.
Revamp your wardrobe.
That's right.
So that's what we did with the mag. We've just done a new layout. There's new content that's in there.
Just fantastic.
It looks amazing.
I like it. I like the fact that you also spoke to one of the most one woman that I've been chasing, and you got her.
I've been
trying to get her on my show, and her schedule just doesn't allow me. Judith Lamini.
Oh, I know. She is fantastic. I was very lucky about a year ago to do the Luminance magazine for her and revamp it for her. So that's how when I ask her for a favor, she comes through. So I was really lucky.
Kate, I'm not doing something right.
No, I was actually saying, listeners, I think Thabo Mokoele should be on the cover of Afropolitan.
I mean, it's about flipping
time. Can we not just do that?
I mean, please, eh?
You know?
Thank you. I mean, after Mosmo Bunyan, we need more eye candy.
Yes, and he's standing in front of a Ferrari.
Wow, yeah. And I like that.
Yeah.
And it is really packed. Why did you choose the people you have chosen? And even my friend Achima Sebe is in there.
Yeah, what we wanted to do was to show different, because it comes out in Heritage Month, which is September now.
Yes.
And so we wanted to have different people who are thought leaders and change makers to ask them about their heritage and what it means to them. I mean, I think as you all, all of us at Kaya FM and at Afropolitan, our heritage means a lot to us. So
yes.
Archie spoke about where he comes from, and Judith Lamini is very proudly Zulu.
Yes.
She talks about her in-laws as well. But we also wanted to give back to the people. So we've got over 15,000 rand worth of prizes from Ferrari for people.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you go on our Facebook page or hashtag at Afropolitan Magazine, you can win yourself anything from like watches.
Yes.
Listen, just get the damn magazine.
I have to talk about an interesting feature, The Last Word.
Yes.
What is that about?
The Last Word is, I think that, you know, as black people, they always say, to know where you're going, you have to know where you come from.
True.
And so The Last Word is about somebody older that we look up to as Afropolitans,
okay,
who basically sums up and gives us advice before you close the magazine.
And who did you go for?
We went with Yvonne Chaka Chaka, the Princess of Africa.
Wow.
And she is just one of the most phenomenal people. And I'm sure you can attest
to
that. She's so lovely.
Yes, yes. I mean, she's family.
She totally is. But I have a question.
Yes.
So if I'm going to put you on the cover, can I do a top 10 at 10?
The month you put me on the cover, you're having a top 10.
Okay.
It's
okay.
A done.
Okay, it's fine.
Deal.
Okay.
All right. It's a done deal. And the business side?
And on the business side, we wanted to highlight the kind of women over the past 10 years who've uplifted us, who've taken us to new heights. And you know, with a list, some people say, no, you should have added this person, you should have added that person.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can look forward to people like Kasta Semenya, who obviously did well at the Olympics.
Well done. And we hardly think about sports in that way, right?
Yes.
As a business.
But it is definitely a business, especially in our country. I mean, if you look at the Olympics, we're one of the nations, whether it's the Paralympics or the other Olympics, we are always up there trying to do the most.
Lira is a business.
Yes, she is a business. She was at the Joy of Jazz a weekend ago. I didn't get to see her, unfortunately. Did you?
Puti Mahanyele?
Puti Mahanyele.
She is amazing.
And gorgeous.
Thank you. That's Afropolitan for you right there.
Yes, indeed. Available at Spars, Exclusive Books, and CNA. Well, I almost forgot.
All right. Now, the next edition.
The next edition
you can give us
is
a
going
glimpse.
To
come
be
now.
December.
Oh, yeah?
December.
So, something to look forward to?
So, we are going to be doing all kinds of lovely things like the premium alcohol to have while you are bringing in the festive season. Sakiru, you got the bonus.
Of course.
So now you will telling you how to spend the bonus.
Thank you.
So that's just a little preview.
Yes.
Yeah.
The editor of the Afropolitan magazine, of course, from a true love, eh?
Yes, from a true love. And you know, Tabo was saying, you said you're going to put me on the cover and I didn't. But now I'm home and we can do it here.
It's done.
So what do you want to wear when I put you on the cover?
It better be from Luminance. Use your sources, baby, and I'm keeping it. Thank you. Dr. Shabalala, Afropolitan. See you in December. The best tea in the city.